Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
In this season of the year, I know it's our prayer here at Finishing Well that we help maybe answer that question, or we help maybe kind of provoke that question that I know God is asking, is where are you Christmas, right? You remember what that felt like when you were a little kid, and Mary Lou Who, or Cindy Lou Who, I guess she was the one that originally coined that, is where are you Christmas? But, you know, there's 1,000 Christmas movies out there, right, Hans? And those movies, when you look at them, you're going to see at the heart of it is intimacy of some kind. Usually there's a man and a woman that are falling in love, and people are looking for that Christmas love. They're looking for that intimacy. And clearly that's the message of God came down to save us so that he could be intimate with us. But then, you know, the way Jim Valvano put it, it's God, your family, and the Green Bay Packers, right? When we were looking at priorities. So after God comes your family.
Wasn't that Vince Lombardi, actually?
Well, Vince Lombardi said it, but Jim Valvano was the coach at NC State,
right,
for those
right.
of us here in North Carolina.
Right.
And he took that up, and when he became the coach at Villanova, he went into the locker room and he said, guys, it's God, your family, and the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
He was supposed to say Villanova.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but getting back to the subject of intimacy and where that comes from is really being able to take off the mask, look behind the curtain, and talk about some things that need to be talked about. And inside of families, Hans, unfortunately, is where a lot of us are most guarded, and there's the least intimacy going on because nobody's telling the truth.
Well, and we see this all come crashing in when a person is facing a long-term care crisis, when a family gets in crisis, and we see it every day in our work, or certainly every week where we have somebody who's perhaps around my age, I'm 60, that is here, and they're coming in with their children, and they're dealing with dad, and dad has just had a stroke, and he needs home health care. They don't know exactly what he needs, or he needs to go to assisted living, and everything financially that they've ever had comes into question. We got to find the money. We got to figure out how we're going to pay this bill. There's a big focus on money. That's why they're coming to me as a financial planner who works in this business. And the thing that I've taken out of that is I just see all the avoided conversations over the years, is that the kids, a lot of times, before they got into this crisis, had no idea how much money that mom and dad have, really, and what the size of their assets. Many times they've overestimated that amount. And a lot of folks spend a lot of money in retirement. Then they don't know where it's positioned. These people that are 80 and 90 and 95 now were raised in the Depression. So they have made financial decisions based upon that. Maybe they've been very guarded with their money. Then there's people that haven't. There's people that have spent it all down. But my point is, with the whole family getting together, this crisis, these are their children coming in to see me, with or without mom or dad, in a crisis. And what I'm thinking about is, could the crisis part of this have been avoided, or certainly minimized, if some conversations had taken place and then some actions following those conversations 10 or 20 years ago?
Right. And literally, in my mind, Hans, I think it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving this Christmas. One of the gifts you gave me, you don't know you did, but you know, you said they had to have a healthcare power of attorney and a durable power of attorney. I didn't know what in the world that meant. but, you know, here my dad is at 88, and I find him in health situations. I'm like, Dad, do we have a – how am I going to pay your bills if you're incapacitated? Do you have this thing called a durable power of attorney? I have no idea. Call the attorney. So we call the attorney. It's like, oh, no, you don't have that. Well, oh, my goodness. You know, I now feel like my dad and I have had an intimate conversation about how he wants that done, because inside of that durable power of attorney, when we went to do it, there are all kinds of questions that he and I had to answer on what he wanted me to manage, what he didn't want me to manage, how he wanted this done, how he didn't want it done. And the gift was an intimacy between my dad, where I can see where he trusts me and where I trust him. And you end up feeling more loved, although it was not the easiest thing to bring up.
Well, it wasn't. And your dad, you are in a crisis now. And what we're proposing, we're not suggesting that everybody that's listening go home over Christmas and we make this the subject of Christmas dinner, is that perhaps this year is the year where perhaps when you're intimate with your spouse and you're in an intimate conversation and you're driving to the family, that you have these discussions. Maybe if you're going to see both families, between you and your spouse, where you would say, okay, so where does everybody stand? Who's going to care for whom? And where does everybody stand in the family?
That's a really specific, like, who is going to be the child that cares, or who's going to care for me if I'm the person looking to my children for care?
Yeah. I mean, who's going to do the care? And then, you know, what leads to that is aunts and uncles, who we just went around the room here this morning, and we found that just about everybody in the room has an aunt or an uncle who doesn't have any children, and they're not married. And who's going to take care of them? And a lot of times they're mentioned as the caregiver, that they're going to come in and take care of the parent, you know, dad's brother or sister. So perhaps this is the year where you discuss this with your spouse, but you just look at the whole extended family and you start going around, especially the people that are getting up in years, and start asking just amongst yourself, you and your spouse, is like, who's going to take care? Which kid is going to take care of? Is this going to be us, or is this going to be my brother or sister? And who do they have? And then are they prepared for this financially?
And so if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, what are we talking about today? This is Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And of course, all this information that we're talking about is always there at their website, cardinalguide.com, and available the chapters to the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Again, today's chapter would be on long-term care, and that's absolutely free to go to the 7 Worries tab at the website. But that 7 Worries tabs always speaks to me to something that says, wow, God does not like that. He doesn't like worry. And what can we do to replace worry is have the information available, like what you would find at cardinalguide.com, but also have the courage to ask the hard questions of your spouse, right? Because that's another one. How do you know, if you've never had the actual conversation with your spouse, what happens when I die?
Yeah, which of our kids are going to take care of me? And a lot of times with spouses, it's just the assumption that you're going to take care of each other. And for starters, we got to know the order of death, because only one of you can take care of the other one. And when the other one's gone, there's going to be one of you that's going to live on, most likely. And then which kid's going to come in and be the person to look after whether one of us survives? Or is it even reasonable to think of your spouse taking care of you?
Yeah, and actually, even if you have long-term care insurance, you have that coverage. But when the crisis actually happens, as you mentioned, in your family, everybody's looking for who's running the show.
Everybody's got a different opinion. And nobody's ever talked to Mom about that. Mom's just said, don't ever put me in one of those places. And a lot of times you haven't had a discussion. Everybody's got a different opinion. Some people think home health care. Some people think the go to the best assisted living with all the fancy stuff. other people think about giving all the assets away and going on Medicaid and sticking her in there. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, that's a conversation that is hard to have, but it would be the gift that kept on giving. Not that, like you say, we're saying you say it over Christmas dinner, but you begin to assess, you know, how am I going to do this, and where specifically is the need? Because how many people even thought that, wow, I wonder who is going to take care of Aunt Martha?
I think if you would get a hold of a copy of my book and you'd read just the long-term care chapter, you can actually get that for free. I've just got that chapter of both books under the long-term care tab. You can download it and read it. If you would read that, that would spur the thinking. Not that you can solve the problem for the family. And I'm thinking that the conversation doesn't exist with the whole family standing around. It really is just something that you begin to think about when you're all together with the people that you love, who also have a responsibility to care for each other, that you would then perhaps have the conversation in January or February with mom or dad. And, you know, we would get down to business and we would act upon this. And what we haven't even talked about, you mentioned a little bit, is just the legal preparation. So people many times are not financially prepared, either having long-term care insurance or knowing what money's going to pay for this if we're paying for it ourselves. They're also not from a legal document. It's actually, those documents are pretty simple.
Yeah, and they're very necessary. The significance of even the health care, I mean, there's a durable power of attorney, but there's a health care power of attorney that all of a sudden, wow, that comes into play when you start seeing people go critical.
I have an elder law attorney that I practice with. We do at Cardinal. She's right here in our Durham office. We also have an office in Charlotte. We have an office in Greensboro. She can make herself available, or her paralegal assistant can, It's pretty simple stuff, as you saw with your dad. He just drafts the document, and you sign it and notarize it. And boy, is that matter, especially if mom or dad gets in a situation where they can't make decisions for themselves and you're having to act on their behalf, you're going to find out just how important that is.
Yeah, it is the gift that keeps on giving. We got more coming up on Where Are You Christmas and having those maybe difficult but intimate conversations that really lead to a sense of, wow, I know what's going to happen on the other side of this. I know that my parents trust me, or I know that I can trust my kids with this, those kind of things. Wonderful conversations. All this available again at cardinalguide.com, the long-term care tab. We've got so much more coming up. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Where Are You Christmas? As we wonder about, you know, how cool is it that God made a way for us to spend eternity finishing well, so to speak. How can we do that with our families, with our extended families? What level of intimacy, what masks do I need to take off, or help my parents take off the veil that they feel like they need to protect? How can I foster that feeling of trust in my family to weaken, actually love one another, not the masks we're wearing, Hans. And so this expands even to extended families.
Well, it does. And we're not suggesting or proposing here, as again we said earlier, that folks go to the Christmas dinner and we sit down and we make the whole conversation about preparing for long-term care or how prepared are we. We're simply suggesting as you get together with your family and you're there because of love, and part of what's loving your family is you're going to care for them when they can't care for themselves, or they're going to care for you. So it depends upon your role. And I'm talking to people that are 25 and 30 years old that have 60-year-old parents. And so in that situation, you know, this may be happening 20, 25 years from now, but the, you know, one of the younger children is going to be the caregiver, and that 60-year-old parent is going to be 85, and they're going to be receiving the care. Then I'm talking to the 60-year-old mother who is right now caring for her mother, and so she's already living through this, or maybe not. Maybe she's got an 85-year-old mother or an 82-year-old mother, and we've never had these conversations. So then we've got brothers and sisters who don't have any children. And, you know, many times all of these things come together at Christmas. I mean, we're all there for a joyous time and to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and to get together to share a meal and share gifts and share the joy. And this sounds a bit like the opposite of the conversation. And again, I'm not suggesting that we have the conversation during the holidays. It's that we begin thinking about this and we begin praying
about it. God put us together in families with that in mind, that we would love each other well, even when we're not capable of taking care of ourselves. And to have that sense of security of knowing, okay, I know my son has my back, or I know my dad is expecting me to have his back in this situation. You know, understanding the trust and the love that's there is one side of that, but money is another side of it.
Well, it is. And so if you don't prepare for this, I deal with families coming into this office every week, and the people are in their 50s or 60s, what is the child, and the parent is either here or they're not, but they're back home, and they're 80, 85, 75, 90, and they're in a crisis. And I can tell you right now, if they haven't prepared well for this, or prepared at all, money is going to be the overriding concern. When the more important concerns are caring for dad, seeing that he gets cared for properly, seeing that he's happy and joyous, and, you know, like in your father's case, getting his dog to be able to be with him in the rehab facility. I mean, that to me is more important than paying the bill, unless you're worried about how.
Yeah, and that took a little work, by the way. He had to go get his record of immunizations and all that stuff. But how cool was that, you know, for him? Because one of his major concerns, really, was that dog. But talking about, you know, the money for a second, going through this, it made it very clear from both my wife and I that we don't want our kids to have to essentially, I don't know how to say this nicely, clean up our mess when we're not continent anymore. We want our kids to come in and say, oh, dad, I'm home, you know, here, I'm here for you. But the one that's actually having to do that, you know, I don't know that that's something I really want my children to have to do, because I'm not financially taking care of it. And not that I didn't love my dad, you know, and all those things that go along with it, but there's just some things that become very obvious that, wow, this isn't how I want it done in my situation. And I've really changed my whole thought process about the concept of long-term care insurance.
Well, it's just what it's going to do is it's going to take money off the table at probably the worst time of your life. It's just, I mean, you know, maybe not off the table, but it's going to slide it over here to the side. And then we're going to really be able to focus on what really matters, okay? And even if we don't have long-term care insurance, but we've taken the resources, the money that we do have, and we've planned, like, I can't get long-term care insurance, or I'm not buying it because I have this money here or this land, at least in advance, we ought to plan and say, okay, so if this need comes up or this crisis comes up, how are we going, which money are we going to spend? Where are we going to draw it from? How does that, what are the tax implications? I mean, we can plan all that out in advance so that we're not in a situation in a crisis. Because if you don't plan it in advance, that's all you're going to be talking about when you come in to see me is, and you're going to be very worried about it. And
well, one of the cool things that you brought up in shows before is now they've got these hybrids where really you're protecting your estate at the same time you're protecting your kids.
Well, yeah, it's pretty simple. Is that whether you're rich, you're moderately well off, you're of average means, you're below average means, however you want to describe it and whatever dollar amount, there's some things you can do to plan for long-term care so that it's not as bad of a crisis, okay? And what you mentioned, one of them is people when they're retired or going into retirement are very concerned about taking on an additional expense that's never going to end, like a premium for long-term care insurance. So if that kind of scares you or you're just opposed to that, perhaps we could go to one of these hybrids and we could take a little piece of your assets, not turn it over to the insurance company, but yet deposit it at the insurance company. And so you're paying a premium, but you could go back and get it. So the money's still in your name. And then what it does is it's like single premium long-term care insurance. So it provides a much larger amount of long-term care benefit for you. And then if you need it, and you do have a big long-term care event, you're going to be real glad you bought it because it's going to pay out way more.
Yeah, yeah. If I could share with our listeners what it's like actually to experience this, I never thought I would be so quickly in my life. But anyway, you know, my dad's health is deteriorating, and all of a sudden the social worker calls, and she's like, okay, we're sending out these bed things where they're going to send it out to all these different places to see where we can get anybody that will offer your dad a bed. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so, you know, here comes this list of places and you begin to look at these places and you look at their, you know, ratings on Google and you're like, oh man, I wouldn't send my dad to this place on a bet. You know, they let my mother, you know, lay there in her own, you know, and all that stuff. When you start reading those, you're like, yeah, I couldn't possibly dream of sending my dad to that place and all that stuff. All of a sudden, you know, it's real and it's in your face. And, oh, man, I want to know my dad's okay.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, for the purposes of this show, let's not dig too much into the weeds about, you know, giving a pitch here for long-term care insurance. And, you know, by the way, if you come in to see me or we work on the phone, you're not going to get that either. I mean, it's real simple. We can budget for long-term care insurance where we can pay by the month or by the year, or we can just take a piece of your assets and transfer them to the insurance company and provide basically similar benefits so that it'll be there if something happens to you. Or we can do a combination of those two. Some of these hybrids, you can take a smaller chunk of money and then you can have an ongoing smaller premium, and you put those two things together. The important thing
sort
is that
a hybrid.
Yeah. The benefit is there for you when your family needs it the most. And you're going to be real happy you got it. And the benefit to hybrids is that you're not going to know, but if you pass away without ever needing it, then the money plus some gets passed along to your kids.
The thing I really wanted to pass along that I never really would have considered was the love that you're actually showing your kids by making sure that you're taken care of. Because can you imagine putting it on your kids, which one of these horrible places am I going to send my dad to?
Yeah.
Right? And so those kids are going to be making this decision based on the planning that we've done or the discussion that our kids had with us.
It's a wonderful sense of peace at the end of the discussion to know that the insurance policy's there and it's going to pay the bills for it. Now, I want to add on the attorney. These are two simple documents that you need specifically around long-term care. I mean, you really need four documents for your overall estate, but let's just talk about two of them. You need the durable power of attorney, and you need the healthcare power of attorney, and you got those in the last minute on your father. And this is...
Well, it really wasn't the last minute. I didn't need to pay his bills yet, but I could see it on the writing on the wall, and because of my education through doing this show, you know, it was obvious that this is something, you know, we're going to need at some point in time.
Well, maybe that's the first place you start in the discussion. It's just getting the facility to be able to do this. And you don't start on long-term care insurance. But the reality is anybody that gets in touch with me, and if you want to read my books first, I'll be glad. Anybody that messages me to send you a free copy of the book at cardinalguide.com, you can buy the book on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the workbook edition. There's two books. You can download chapters for free from our website. And certainly anybody that calls me that wants to take me up on this, you can understand that there's going to be no high-pressure sales pitch here. I've got offices in Charlotte, Greensboro, and as well here in Durham in the Triangle area. We can certainly meet with you in person if that's what you want to do. You can meet with our attorneys in person. We just want to see that you learn about this and you understand the seriousness of it.
Yeah, there are opportunities here that you know, they're kind of cloaked in this look scary, but on the other side of it is really how you finish well. I mean, you're really coming into the finishing line, and it can bring your family together or it can tear them up. And you know, what a neat thing to be able to have some resources to work towards that. Again, CardinalGuide.com, the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by Hans Scheil. It's his book. We'd love for you to get it there. We are so thankful, and we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, you know, and a good time with their families, don't we?
Absolutely. Hans? Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.